Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some of the headlines this morning: Ukraine regaining ground. Ukraine makes more gains as Russians flee. That sounds pretty good. Let's find out if it really is that way. And in Lviv, it's reporter Joseph Lindsley. Hello to you, Joseph. What's the situation? Are you optimistic?
Bob, yes, there's some optimism, but also the usual guard against complacency. But we have had this great news the past few days of the counteroffensive in Kharkiv. We're still awaiting many details, but clearly the Russians have been put on the run. Even if you look at Russian social media and media, Russians are aware that something terrible has happened, that they've lost a lot of ground. According to the official reports, again, it has not been independently verified yet, but official reports say that about five times the size of Chicago has been regained in the past week by the Ukrainians in the Kharkiv region. And this is extraordinary news, including the town of Izum, where there was intense fighting in the first months of the war. Some of Ukraine's great heroes of the revolution of 2014 died in the fighting near that city. So this is a great redemptive moment and a step toward victory for Ukraine. The past weeks, many of my friends in the military had gone very quiet. So I sensed they were up to something. I think it was a great act of Ukrainian trickery, perhaps, because a lot of people around the world were thinking that Ukraine was preparing an offensive in the south, into Kherson. And certainly they did make some gains in the past couple of weeks in that southern region. And it seems that the Russians moved troops to the south. And meanwhile, Ukraine, it seemed, was really focused on taking back as much of Kharkiv as they possibly could. This is the Kharkiv region that surrounds Ukraine's second largest city, from which I was speaking to you last week. Mm-hmm. And people are going around giving each other a kind of a quiet thumbs up. You know, it's not a time to really celebrate yet. There was an extraordinary stirring video that emerged over the weekend of dozens of Ukrainian soldiers on a forested hillside in the golden morning light. And they were gathered around a violinist as they all sang the Ukrainian national anthem before they were going into probably the greatest battle of their lives. And it's really inspiring. I think some people might say, oh, that looks staged. It looks like something from a film. And it does, I think, because the greatest moments in great films come from real life. And this is the first war in human history, I think, where we can really see into these moments. And this moment of necessity that the soldiers needed for inspiration before they went into battle. And you know, watching that video, which if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, you can see the video at the top. And you know, it reminds me of the great moments pre-battle in human history, like Henry V's Band of Brothers speech, which Shakespeare altered and made famous. There is a sense of Ukraine really rising up here, but still there's a long way ahead. And in fact, you know, the question is, how will Russia retaliate? And yesterday, we had two air alarms throughout the entire country in the morning and the evening, so everyone was a little bit on edge. The air defense system seemed to work pretty well. The cities of Mykolaiv and Nikopol and others continued to be shelled. And then the biggest act of retaliation so far is that from last night, the city of Kharkiv has been largely without power and without water.
Mm-hmm. Did you say that the area reclaimed by Ukraine forces five times the size of Chicago?
Yeah, according to the official government numbers of what they've regained, yes, five times the size of Chicago.
Wow. And yesterday, of course, here in the United States, there were many ceremonies commemorating 9/11. What about where you are, Joseph? How was it remembered?
Yeah, you know, in the past, there might have been some ceremonies here, but there wasn't much time for that. But the Ukrainians do think about it. And there was, I forget what city now, maybe it was Mykolaiv. There was one city that there were 11, Russians fired 11 rockets. And Ukrainians were noting the irony of that. And President Zelensky said, you know, we send our love to the Americans. And we have our own 9/11 every single day here. Mm. And I had some personal reflection on it because as an American here in Ukraine, last August, just days before Kabul fell, I happened to receive in the mail here in Lviv from a Navy SEAL friend a piece of parchment. It had an icon of the Big Lebowski on it. but it came from the uniform of my friend's brother, Drew, who was a Green Beret, who fought in Afghanistan, and then he had horrible PTSD and killed himself afterward. And so this parchment was a remembrance of Drew. And when I received that in Ukraine, 2 days later, Kabul fell, the thing that he'd given his life to. And I never imagined at that moment that Ukraine itself would soon be in war. And so we've kept that image here in our news bunker in Lviv as a reminder of these other sacrifices that came before. And so if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, you can see a link to the website about Drew and his life. And they have a great program where they connect American songwriters with veterans to help fight PTSD. But this is, you know, there is a connection, and there's so many of the foreign fighters that have come here from America and Britain are Afghanistan veterans. And when I have conversations with these guys, they speak about their time in Afghanistan with sadness. They say, what was the purpose? You know, this is a very hard thing for all of us to reckon with, 20 years of that. At least several of these guys have told me this is why they are in Ukraine, so that in their careers and their lives, they can fight a war with a clear purpose, a purpose that will let them sleep at night. And that's why these guys are here in Ukraine.
Again, it's UkrainianFreedomNews.com. Joseph, I know you try to keep tabs on what's happening back home, especially with your alma mater, Notre Dame. And if you don't know, sorry to inform you, Notre Dame unranked now for the first time since 2017. They're 0-2 after losing to Marshall. So sorry about that.
In a day of pretty good news, thank you, Bob, for giving some bad news. But maybe in this case, I prefer to wait till next season when we have Ukrainian victory and a new prospect for Notre Dame.
Wouldn't that be nice? We'll talk tomorrow. Stay safe, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much. And
Mr. Buzzkill.
Well, you know, he's a Notre Dame guy. You know, he needs to know these things. Sorry.
Well, I know it is the facts.